Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I do want to say this morning, before I get started, I was riding down the road listening to the news and what was taking place, and it just overwhelmed me with anger about what happened to our fellow citizens, our brothers and sisters and children in Boston at the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sort of like, we need to punch something. I mean, we need to respond. We need to, you know, and it was just like, this is horrific, you know?
Horrible.
And I just, you know, and I showed up at my meeting and I'm thinking something's wrong with me. And I was just like angry. I'm like, oh my goodness, do you see innocent women and children have been slaughtered on our streets? And they're maimed. Hundreds are maimed in their hospital beds, and parents are without their children today. Three dead, and at the Boston Marathon, if you haven't heard about it, with this terrorist. And no matter who it came from, it is a terrorist.
Still terror.
Still terror. Mm-hmm. And it is tragic. And no, I want everybody to know that's in Boston that we're praying for you. The moment we heard, we were right in the middle of a 24-hour prayer watch, and we immediately, as you were still on the sidewalk, we were praying for you. And for those that went right in to be able to provide aid and rescue and to prevent others from getting in a tragic area, I mean, you were light in a dark time, and we're very grateful for you. I mean, it would have been even more horrific if we weren't able to see your heroism.
Yeah.
Going in like that, it was almost like salve for the moment. But, you know, it's like President Bush was like, you know, you haven't heard us lately, but you're going to be hearing us soon, when he stood on the piles of 9/11, the Twin Towers. But it's like, we're not saying that today. And this adversary out here, it's a terror situation where it's just some, you know, hidden element that just pops out every now and then. And
cowardly.
What's in their heart jumps out. And then jumps back in again. So it's the matters of the heart, and so we're going to be talking today. I just wanted to express that, because I didn't express. I mean, it just takes a while for this to soak in. So many things are happening, converging at this one moment. I don't have enough emotions to be able to take it all in. It's almost like if you have, you know, so much RAM in your computer, it's not that you're not taking it in. Everything has to wait its turn.
Yeah.
You know, and RAM is like highways. You know, you can be running different programs and stuff, but once you use all those highways up, everything else has to get in line behind that. And there's so many things happen. I feel like the Lincoln Tunnel bottleneck in my emotions. I just can't even, you have to wait to process things. And then all of a sudden it just hits you. And that's what hit me going down the road. And I was just like angry. I mean, these people were on the sidewalk watching their loved ones come in for a long run, doing nothing wrong, just enjoying the day. Enjoying, and all of a sudden, the evilness of somebody who masterminded those evil, bombs. And I'm just, you know, God, we just ask you for justice.
Yes. Yeah.
We ask you for justice. We ask you for justice. We ask you, Lord, that you would be with these ones who lost their legs and their arms and their children, and their family, that you would comfort them, you would heal them, that you restore them, and they would come back stronger. The Boston would come back stronger for you, Lord. And I just pray this in Jesus' name. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.